The Buddha's teachings on emptiness. Emptiness is one of the most misunderstood words in the West concerning Buddhism. It's a central teaching of the Buddha, but its true meaning is often misunderstood. To understand Buddhism properly in the West, we need to be clear about the meaning of emptiness, since a wrong understanding of its meaning can be confusing and possibly even harmful. The 3rd century Indian Buddhist master, Nagarjuna, taught, "Emptiness, wrongly grasped, is like picking up a poisonous snake by the wrong end." In other words, we would be bitten. Emptiness does not mean complete nothingness. It doesn't mean that nothing exists at all. This would be a nihilistic view. What it does mean is that things don't exist the way we believe they do. The Dalai Lama called emptiness the true nature of things and events. But in that same passage, he warns us to avoid the misapprehension that emptiness is an absolute reality or an independent truth. In other words, emptiness is not some kind of heaven or separate realm apart from this world. The Heart Sutra says, "All phenomena in their own being are empty." It doesn't say all phenomena are empty. And this distinction is important. Own being means separate, independent existence. The passage means that nothing we see or hear or are stands alone. Everything is an expression of one seamless, ever-changing landscape. So, though no individual person or thing has any permanent fixed identity, everything taken together is what Thich Nhat Hanh calls interbeing. This term embraces the positive aspect of emptiness as it is lived and acted by a person of wisdom, with its sense of connection, compassion, and love. So emptiness has two aspects, one negative and the other quite positive. The first meaning of emptiness is called emptiness of essence, which means that phenomena that we experience have no inherent nature by themselves. The second is called emptiness in the context of Buddha nature, which sees emptiness as all the qualities of awakened mind, like wisdom, bliss, compassion, clarity, and courage. Ultimate reality is the union of both emptinesses. There are 3 common misunderstandings of emptiness: emotional, ethical, and meditative. When we say, "I feel empty," we mean we are feeling sad or depressed. Emotionally speaking, emptiness is not a happy word in English. And no matter how often we remind ourselves that Buddha's emptiness does not mean loneliness or separation, that emotional undertow remains. If we look at a translation for this word from the Sanskrit, you could consider fullness, spaciousness, connectedness, boundlessness. Emptiness is also the term that teachers use. For example, once speaking of emptiness, a teacher said, "I do not mean voidness. There is something, but that something is something which is always prepared for taking some particular form. Emptiness is like being at your mother's bosom, and she will take care of you. Some students of Buddhism rationalize or excuse bad behavior by asserting that through this understanding of emptiness, the teacher, for example, is exempt from the usual rules of conduct. While it is true that Buddhist teachers and practitioners sometimes use unusual methods to awaken, their motivation must come from compassion, not selfishness. No behavior that causes harm is acceptable for a Buddhist practitioner. All behaviors need to be ethical. Some Buddhist practitioners think that a meditative state without thought or activity is the realization of emptiness. While such a state is described in Buddhist meditation texts, it is treated like all mental states, temporary, and not ultimately our liberation. Actual emptiness is not a state of mind at all. It is, as the Dalai Lama says, simply the true nature of things and events. This includes the mind. Whether the mind of a meditator is full of thoughts or empty of them, this true nature holds. Finally, since emptiness seems so difficult to understand, why did the Buddha teach it at all? It is because of his profound insight into why we suffer. Ultimately, we suffer because we grasp after things, thinking they are fixed, substantial, real, and capable of being possessed by ego. It is only when we can see through this illusion and open ourselves to the reality of flux and fluidity that is ultimately ungraspable and inconceivable, that we can then relax into clarity, compassion, and courage. That lofty goal is really what makes an effort to understand emptiness so very, very worthwhile.